Imagine standing at the edge of a vast ocean. You can see the waves, feel the spray, hear the roar, but you cannot fully capture this experience in words. This is the central insight of Ludwig Wittgenstein's Tractatus Logico-Philosophicus, a work written partly in the trenches of World War I and completed in an Italian prisoner of war camp. In fewer than 100 pages, this philosophical masterpiece attempts something audacious: to draw the boundaries between what can be meaningfully expressed in language and what must remain in silence. The world, Wittgenstein tells us, consists of facts, not things, and our language can picture these facts with remarkable precision. But beyond the realm of facts lies something more: the ethical, the aesthetic, the mystical, everything that gives life meaning but cannot be captured in propositions. The world is all that is the case. With this opening, Wittgenstein revolutionizes our understanding of reality. Rather than seeing the world as objects, he insists reality consists of facts, the configurations and relationships between objects. Like chess, what matters isn't just the pieces, but their positions on the board. A knight threatening a bishop is a fact. The pieces alone reveal nothing about the game's state. In Wittgenstein's view, objects exist in logical space with all their possibilities. A cup on a table contains all potential ways it could relate to other objects. When objects combine, they form states of affairs, and existing states constitute reality. Language connects with this world through pictures. We make to ourselves pictures of facts, Wittgenstein declares. Language functions as a model of reality, sharing the same logical structure as what it represents. Like Google Maps mirroring spatial relationships between streets and buildings, language shares logical form with reality. When you say, "The book is on the table," your sentence pictures a state where one object relates to another. The proposition can represent reality because its structure mirrors the possible state of affairs it depicts. This shared logical form cannot itself be represented in language. It can only be shown. As Wittgenstein puts it, what can be shown cannot be said. If language pictures reality, then propositions are the primary vehicles of meaning. Names function like chess pieces, representing objects in reality, but have meaning only within propositions. In isolation, they're merely labels. The word "the" means nothing until placed in a sentence. This context principle is crucial. Only propositions have sense. Only in the context of a proposition does a name have meaning. A proposition restricts reality to two alternatives, yes or no. When we understand "it's raining outside," we know exactly what would make this true or false. The logical structure of a proposition must match the structure of the situation it represents, containing as many distinguishable parts as the fact it depicts. Wittgenstein identifies tautologies, either it's raining or it's not raining, and contradictions, it's raining and it's not raining, as the limiting cases of meaningful language. Tautologies are always true, contradictions always false. They represent the boundaries of sense. A tautology leaves open the entire logical space, while a contradiction fills it completely. This insight provides the foundation for probability theory and logical inference. A proposition's probability is the ratio between favorable possibilities and total possibilities. Wittgenstein shows we cannot infer future events from present ones with certainty. There's no logical necessity connecting separate facts, which is why science deals in probabilities rather than certainties. The limits of my language mean the limits of my world. With this declaration, Wittgenstein connects logic to profound insights about consciousness and reality. Logic establishes the boundaries of our world, boundaries we cannot step outside to describe. This reveals the truth in solipsism, the position that only one's own mind is certain to exist. The world is my world, as shown by how my language limits define my world limits. Yet this insight cannot be stated, only shown. There is no thinking subject in the world. Rather, the subject forms the world's boundary. Using the metaphor of vision, Wittgenstein notes nothing in our visual field indicates it's seen by an eye. Similarly, consciousness isn't an object in the world, but the condition for experiencing it. This transforms our understanding of psychological statements. When we say John believes it will rain, we're not describing a mysterious mental object in John's mind, but a complex set of behavioral dispositions and linguistic practices. The soul or subject, as conceived in traditional psychology, disappears under logical analysis. If the world consists only of facts, where does value reside? Wittgenstein's answer is radical. Value must exist outside the world. Within the world, everything simply is as it is. There are no inherent values in facts themselves. Ethics, aesthetics, and religion transcend language. The reward of ethical actions must reside in the actions themselves, not their consequences. Telling the truth is valuable because of what it means to be truthful, not its effects. God does not reveal himself in the world suggests religious truth cannot be reduced to empirical facts. The mystical isn't how things are in the world, but that the world exists at all. Reality's mere existence provokes wonder. When all scientific questions are answered, life's deepest problems remain untouched. Knowing every fact about brain chemistry doesn't tell us how to live or what matters. The solution to the problem of life is seen in its disappearance. When we stop trying to verbalize the ineffable and simply experience it directly. Some things cannot be put into words yet make themselves manifest, like music conveying emotion without description or the feeling of being in love. These experiences transcend language while remaining real and significant. Philosophy for Wittgenstein is not a body of doctrines, but an activity of clarification. It produces no philosophical propositions, but simply makes ordinary propositions clear by untangling conceptual confusions rather than discovering new facts. Wittgenstein's propositions serve as elucidations. Once understood, they're recognized as nonsensical, having served as steps to climb beyond them, his famous ladder metaphor. Once climbed, the ladder can be thrown away. Everyday language already exists in perfect logical order. Our philosophical problems stem not from reality, but from misunderstanding language's logic. When we ask, what is time, we're not discovering something new, but becoming entangled in linguistic conventions. The Tractatus concludes with its most famous proposition, what we cannot speak about, we must pass over in silence. This silence isn't defeat, but recognition of language's boundaries. Beyond these boundaries lies everything giving life meaning, ethics, aesthetics, the mystical. By remaining silent about these things, Wittgenstein elevates them above facts, preserving their importance. In our information-dominated world, Wittgenstein's insights about language's limits remain relevant, reminding us that beyond facts and computation lies the vast ocean of human experience, ineffable perhaps, but no less real for being beyond words.